You reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Kira. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
What's your first and last name?
Khalil Sproutman.
And your phone number?
334-592-0917.
Okay, what's your member ID or policy number?
My member ID is 50 and 575-0759.
VIN number.
My VIN number is 1FA6PZH78E53987272.
All right, what's the effective date, producer code, and plan letter to the membership?
I have the effective date. I mean, do you want the effective date that my car was added to the policy or when the policy started?
It's for when your membership started, and then along with the producer code and plan letter, we'll need all three on this page.
Okay. It's February the 14th, and my plan letter is B, and my producer code is
2021. Was it 2021 on that effective date? Is it 2021?
I think it was, I mean, it started over last year.
No, I'm referring to the effective date, like on your information. What do you see?
The information's in the car, so, I mean, I have to call the lady back and say, I mean, see when the date was, because my stepdad's insurance, so I don't have all this information, but I mean, she told me all we need was February the 14th was the effective date. She didn't tell me if I need a year or two, but I mean, I guess I assume in this year.
And the producer code?
45089.
Okay, so with the information, your roadside information is not pulling up inside of the system, your coverage. So it's showing that you'll have to pay for the service out of pocket, but you can submit back for reimbursement consideration.
You said?
It's stating that you'll have to pay for the service out of pocket, but you can submit back for reimbursement consideration. Your roadside assistance coverage is not pulling up inside of the system.
Not pulling up. Okay, well, can you hold on for a second? Let me stay on the line real quick.
Are you okay with paying? Well, the only way you can move forward is if you're going to pay for it. So if you're okay with paying for the out-of-pocket expense, we can keep going with the process.
Okay, well, I've used roadside assistance before, so I don't see why it's not free. But I'm gonna call my insurance again.
So you did not want to pay for the service out of pocket?
No, because it's supposed to be free, and I used this service before, so I don't see why I have to pay out of pocket when it was free, and I still do the same service.
All right. That's okay. I was just verifying. Just give me 1 second.